USDA Deputy Secretary Stephen Vaden was in Indianapolis last week to scout locations that could soon house critical USDA programs and personnel. C.J. Miller reports.
We've looked at office space, which USDA might occupy as part of its relocation to Indianapolis as one of five hubs that we've chosen across the country.
That was Deputy Secretary Vaden talking with Agrinovis Indiana during his recent visit to Indianapolis.
We've seen office space downtown. We've seen office space just a little ways away from it. We've talked about space that might be available at Purdue University. And we've met with some of Indiana's agricultural leaders to learn about all of the fusion and synergies that can benefit from USDA's relocation here.
It was several weeks ago that USDA announced that Indianapolis would serve as the new headquarters for the SNAP program. Vaden says he's looking for office space that would make the most sense for USDA and their personnel.
I've been particularly interested in thoughts about what other areas of USDA, in addition to our food and nutrition service, which we have already announced we'll be relocating here to Indiana, might make sense to come to our new hub.
He says Indiana's business diversity has made it an attractive location for USDA.
You have a multiplicity of employers that have a minimum of about 2,500 employees. It's a diversified economy, but it's also focused on ag and biotechnology. In other words, you're at the cutting edge of technology. You've got a lot of things dealing with chemistry, and that's going to fit in well with so much of what USDA does as agriculture is increasingly becoming high tech.
Vaden adds that more hub announcements impacting Indianapolis are on the way.
We're on track. We're doing it mission area by mission area. We're doing that intentionally because we know every mission area is different, and we want to give each mission area the attention that it is due, and they will have different processes that we need to go through with the employees as part of the relocation. But we've still got our farm production and conservation mission area, our rural development mission area, among others that we have yet to announce. There's a trade mission area, our marketing regulatory programs mission area. Those will all be announced as we head toward summer. And then from there, it's get it into action.
Last year, Vaden told Hoosier Ag Today that USDA's offices and personnel would be in place by early this fall before the start of this upcoming school year. Read more at HoosierAgToday.com. I'm C.J. Miller.
And I'm Eric Pfeiffer, Hoosier Ag Today, Indiana's Farm Network.